Hello and welcome to episode number 8 of the Life with Sasha podcast. I'm Sasha Patiris. Today is Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day to all of you out there. I'm enjoying the beautiful weather we're having, and I'm happy you're here with me today. So I'm going to go on an unscripted as usual, unedited as usual, talk about something. So I know Valentine's Day can be very sad for some people, annoying for a lot of people, and it can put undue pressure also on relationships as well, I think. So, and it's very commercialized. So there's a lot of stuff to be said about Valentine's Day, but my message today is about who your number one Valentine should be. You always, no matter who you are, have a Valentine. And that Valentine is not your significant other necessarily. It's not your children or your friend or boyfriend. It's actually yourself. So talking about self-love today, there's a lot of confusion about self-love being selfish, taking time for yourself, especially as mothers. I can speak personally as a mother. I used to have the philosophy that if I did anything for myself, that was selfish. And I got the pleasure of being a young mom, and now I'm an older mom. So I do things very much differently because I've changed my way of thinking. So, for instance, as a mother, now I take time for myself. But when I was a younger mother, I used to feel bad about doing anything for myself because I thought that if I took time to take care of myself, that I wasn't devoting that time to my child. And I thought, well, that's selfish. That's not how I saw my mother grow up and be so giving. And she, she likes to please people. And I'm definitely not wired that way. So it also was against my authenticity as a person to neglect myself, because I have a very strong opinion of myself, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but I have no qualms in taking time for myself, and I don't make any apologies for it. So now, being an older mother, I want my child to know that I can take time for myself, and that's a healthy thing. I want them to learn to do the same thing, whether they have children or not. This applies to everyone. So any human out there should be taking time for themselves, away from other people. Being constantly surrounded by stimulation and people and being constantly busy is actually not healthy for us, and it's not good for our soul, and it really clutters up our mind and our life. So if you're a mom, do not feel guilty about taking time for yourself. And there's a difference between self-care and, you know, not being selfish, but taking care of yourself. And then, of course, being selfish means like you're actually always doing stuff for yourself and not your children. That's a whole nother can of worms. And I think most mothers are selfless and they deserve time to themselves because they're not being selfish. So as a whole, as, you know, a population of people, I think that Valentine's Day puts a lot of pressure on, of course, men to perform, to do all these acts of kindness for their significant other, which I think is nice too. It can serve as a nice reminder, especially if you have someone who is your partner who's not exactly always showing you that they love you. So it could be kind of like, you know, Mother's Day. It reminds you to call your mother, even though it's a big, huge, money-making holiday for companies. But it can serve as a, you know, a reminder of saying hi to your mom, right? So Valentine's Day is similar. And I think it's also good that there's usually, there's either two ways of thinking. People hate Valentine's Day because they're like, I hate it, I don't have somebody, I'm alone, why would I like Valentine's Day? Or they love it because they just love love. And the feeling of love is great. And the, like, when you're around people who generally have a loving heart and a loving personality, it's nice. It's better than being around the people who are negative and have a negative attitude. So if you're someone, you know, like, I know that a lot of people don't have a significant other on Valentine's Day. And I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't have a Valentine. You have yourself. And yourself is the person you should be taking care of number one. And I say that as a mother, not to say that I should neglect my children and only take care of myself, because trust and believe that I've eaten my fair share of leftover food, burnt food, cold food. I've lost sleep. I've done things I don't want to do for my child. I've acted ridiculous, you know, for my child to get laughs out of them in public. And so I definitely do for my children, but I must also do for myself. So again, not to confuse being taking care of yourself as being selfish, because it's not. But if you're someone who does not have a significant other and it makes you feel sad, because maybe you're a widow, maybe you lost someone you were with for a long time, maybe you broke up, whatever the case may be, what a better time to do something nice for yourself than right now. Maybe this day, instead of being a reminder of sadness for you, can be a day that you do something nice for yourself. That's one of the tricks that I actually have in my little toolkit that I use. So I started this thing recently in the last couple years where when something bad happens to me, or a life event that's not so pleasant, like if one of my cats dies, and I love my animals, they're just like my family. So I've had that happen a couple times this last couple years. So when that happens, I always schedule time to do something nice for myself, whether that be to go out somewhere like and get a pedicure, or to stay at home and take a longer than usual bubble bath and just pamper myself, whatever the case may be, I try to do something nice. So when something bad happens, instead of like dwelling on it and staying in that, although it's important to move through those moments, be nicer to yourself, offer yourself grace and compassion, and just try to like ease up off yourself, because we're so hard on ourselves as it is that you don't want to be even harder on yourself. So that's one of the tricks that I use. And maybe for Valentine's Day, if you are having a hard time with it, or if you just altogether hate it, maybe instead of just like putting out hateful vibes out there, maybe you just am like, okay, maybe I do something for myself and I take care of number one. My dad used to always tell me, you got to take care of number one. And he would point to himself, number one, you're your own number one. And I used to think, man, that's so selfish, Dad. You can't say that. I'm like, you're not a mother. You don't understand. But the older I got, the more I understood, you're right. I do need to take care of number one. And so sometimes I have to tell other people, guess what? You're number two right now, and I'm number one. So you just need to back off and then let me have some time to myself. And I think it's very healthy for people, whether it be your children or your family, to understand that you set those boundaries sometimes and you're like, no, I need some self-care time. Like, it's time for me to take a break and to get away. And it's okay to do that. It's not like we run away forever. We might dream about running away forever, but we always come back because we love our families. So even though we want to run away to the tropical island, we don't. We come back. We probably just go to the store and then eat a candy bar and come back home is what we do. So, or maybe that's just me. But anyway, so I just wanted to say to all of you out there, whether you love or hate Valentine's Day, remember to give love to your number one Valentine, which is yourself, and to spend time with yourself doing something nice for you today, and maybe every day. Maybe you do something a little bit, maybe a little moment just to be nice to yourself every single day, because we can be awfully hard on ourselves, and it's just not healthy to do that. So I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to all of you guys out there, and I hope you have a good day no matter what the day may bring, whether you get flowers or not. Do something good for yourself and try to stay optimistic and cheerful today. Happy Valentine's Day!